Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Hannah Arendt's The Origins of Totalitarianism. Sophie, what made you want to tackle this one?
Morning, Sam. This book is a heavyweight that explains the 20th century, and it's still relevant today.
It is. So where does she even start?
With the 19th century, she sees three pillars.
Which are?
Anti-Semitism, imperialism, and the breakdown of the nation-state.
All right. Let's start with anti-Semitism.
Okay.
She says modern anti-Semitism is political, not religious.
Why?
Because Jews were the court Jews, tied to the state as financiers.
So when the state crumbled?
They became scapegoats.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Then imperialism.
What about it?
The colonies were where Europe suspended the rule of law.
And the master race idea?
It was born there and came home.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And the third pillar is the mass society.
After the war?
Yes. Millions of people became stateless.
So they lost the right to have rights.
Exactly. That phrase is the most fundamental thing.
It is.
Yeah. So these conditions create a vacuum.
For totalitarian movements.
But totalitarianism isn't a normal dictatorship.
How is it different?
A tyrant wants power. Totalitarians want to remake reality.
Through ideology?
And a science of history.
So any horror is justified?
Yes. And then you add terror and isolation.
To break people down.
And the camps are the end itself. They kill the legal person, then the moral person, then the individual person. Until you're a living corpse.
That's the banality of evil.
Right. My takeaway is that evil is a system, not a personality type.
The whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. The point of Arendt is that thinking for yourself is a moral act. We'll see you in the next one.